Yo, what up, y'all? You know what it is. Second half of the reunion. Are You the One? Last episode of the season. And guess what, y'all? We famous. We made it. We made it. We was on TV. Let's get it. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. And you said some words about them.
I did an interview in regards to that episode.
Okay.
I was speaking in terms of that episode. Uche was the only one to really go up to him, and that's why I said he just stuck with her.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So
he's like right there with his drugs.
Are you saying he's settling?
I don't know. Girl. I didn't know.
Uche and Clinton took what I said as in.
Oh my god,
you
guys. Why am I always so ratchet? I just love my life.
I can't respond to that. I called her.
What did
she say? She kept ignoring me. He said, yo, Jada, you are real life lame, bruh. You wouldn't have a storyline if it was for me and Uche, blah, blah, blah. Just all this female shit, right? So.
Have y'all seen Jada speak unless it's about us?
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Okay, but would they have shown y'all if I wasn't there?
Yes.
Y'all are f***ing boring, my boring. I am
sweet. Yo. I'm telling you, this is crazy how this can go down. Hey, wait.
This is your favorite song.
Yeah. See?
Because they got the money.
Yeah. They got money. Yeah. They got money. We need some money because we was on the MTV. Cut the check, storyline, headline, at the Buzz TV all the time.
Hey. Since they don't play, that's how we do it. I stay wretched for the team, that's how I do it. Every day we talking shit. We talking about, are you the one on this shit? Every day, keep on checking in. Every season, we gonna be here live.
We're gonna have to get our own studio now because we're just outgrown this one.
Brand new, or what?
Already. I'm just saying, January is new things. We need our own studio.
2018.
You know, just saying, ladies and gentlemen, you know what it is? It's the AfterBuzz. Are You the One? After show. I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez. The Lim Gonzalez. You know how I do. Just got my beard trim all lovely because it's a special day. It's a special day. It's a special day. You can find me at the Poet Sink all day, every day. Next to me, you just heard her freestyling. This is my sidekick. This is my Ace Boon Cool. She does it all day, every day. Since they don't play.
You know what it is. Okay, I'm just so glad they got me in my element. I'm just like,
yes. Right, right.
You didn't need any more explaining after that. Yeah. So you know what it is. Hey there.
And she actually had a speaking line in our segment.
Yes, gave the drama.
Stirring up the pot. Y'all, give it up for Melody Rose.
Hey, guys. What's up? I'm sure you recognize me by now. No? But if you don't, follow me everywhere at Melody _Rose.
I feel like they needed that dun-dun-dun.
Right. Boom. Hey. And, you know, my A1 is day one. You know, holding down the anchor always, every day. The Filipino king, Nino Madera.
Yo, 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 what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Nino. And we made it on MTV, y'all.
We made it on MTV.
Talk about ending to a great year, right?
Yeah.
And a great season, I might add. Y'all, you can catch me at Nino Madera on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, all that good stuff. Follow my hashtag, Nino's POV, to find out what I'm up to.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, it's guest time. It's guest
time. Yeah.
It's guest time. You know, so I put out this little poll, right, on Twitter.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And I said, ladies and gentlemen, who would you like to see on the last after show of the season?
Landslide.
Overwhelming. I think it was probably unanimous.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, together, finally, on the same screen, Clint and Uche!
Yay! Hey, guys.
Hi, how are you?
What's going on? How you doing? I see the Christmas tree in the back. Like, it's festive. What's cracking?
Get ready for the holidays, man. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man. I see it. I see it.
Holidays. Spread the love.
So you also, we didn't introduce anyone in the studio. We did have some people scheduled. Mm. Unfortunately, they could not make it.
Shannon couldn't make it.
Yeah. Mm. Could not
Boo-hoo.
Make it. Nerese had a flight that was coming in. Ended up coming in too late. So anyway, but Clint and Uche are with us via Skype. I'm so happy for you. Thank you so much. First of all, obviously, you know, the segment that we start in, start y'all as well. But I want to go right to that because that was obviously a big thing that happened. And I remember, you know, like it was yesterday.
Right.
When Jada was here and all that stuff happened and, you know, the comments she made. When all that went down, I mean, were you both watching live? Were you watching separately and then someone posted? What actually happened? Or because my thing is, I wanted to know what she actually said that made, I think, Clinton upset because he's the one that put in the group chat.
My thing is, do you want me to share, sir? We were watching separately, actually.
Okay.
But we were, you know, texting, talking to each other. And I'm so tired of talking about Jada. This is literally the last day I will ever talk about Jada again.
Exclusive.
But that night we saw it. And with Jada, we were friends after the show. Like I said, my first time on After Buzz. But she came on. She was saying all these wild things. I was the only one to approach Clinton. When the reality is, she tried to talk to Clinton all the time. And I would have to step away for her to talk to him. It was just lies. And it was just, it wasn't cute. Like it was just, it wasn't true. And so it was just thing after thing she said. And at one part, she insinuated that she, like, kind of, like, had a thing with Clinton. And in reality, they really had one conversation on the show, which was him telling her why she wasn't his match. But just the way that she went on the show when we were supposed to be good and friends and just the whole aura of everything. I'm a very real person. She can say whatever she wants about me. But she knows what she did was wrong. She knows what she did when she went on your show. She played it completely wrong. And so I did get upset. I was upset about it. And immediately after, I feel like Clinton felt the same exact way. I don't know. Like, I didn't tell him to do anything. I never tell him to do anything. Mm-hmm. But it just kind of escalated from there. Her doing the verbal attacks like she always does. If you scroll through my Twitter, you will never see me call Jada out of her name. But I get this big text of her calling me a scary-ass bitch, like, come see her in person, all of this. All of that, and like I said, I can be that person, but it's taken me a long time to become, you know, to mature and to grow and to not be that type of person. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Right. Well, I feel that.
There's like a lot of backstory that we don't get to see or we don't get to hear, because when, you know, obviously when we have guests here or whatnot, we're into the conversation, you know, trying to be, you know, as present as possible, and we didn't catch anything in the beginning.
Right.
You know, in the beginning, I think we had to rewatch it a couple times and understand where you guys came from for, you know, from for that reason or whatnot. Because afterwards, y'all didn't see it afterwards. I felt like we needed some MTV cameras back here because that's when she started texting you guys. And that whole thing was happening or whatnot.
Calling.
And we were like, what is going on? Because we had no idea that it became such a big thing.
And then, like, Nerese was calling.
Like, we just were not responding because sometimes people need, like, just give us a second. But then it was like us, no words were said on our part besides, you know, Clinton said his piece about, you know,
her being,
he didn't call her a bitch. He didn't call her anything out of her name, but it had been weeks, literally weeks of her going on Twitter and attacking me, tweeting about me. And like, I get it. We're supposed to live tweet and keep up with the show. We're supposed to be quote unquote friend. Is it on still?
Yeah.
We got you.
Okay, she was supposed to be, like, my friend. So the way that I tweeted was completely different than how Jada tweeted. She had her cousins. She had her family coming after me. And I would never send my family or my friends after her ever in my entire life. Mm-hmm. So this was weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of her doing things to me and me not retaliating, me keeping it, like, light. And so, like, after a while, it was just, like, Jada. Like, it was enough. Enough was enough. And so he texted her. And he was just like, Jada, like, that thing was lame, but you didn't after buzz, you lied, because she did lie. And then they blurred out the tweets on the, they blurred out the text on the reunion. But the way she came back at him, and I still have it on my computer, the way she came back at him, the way she talked to him, not okay.
Yeah.
Not okay at all. That's why, like, I cannot be your friend.
Right, so the way you talk to my man, girl, there's issues, there's problems. I feel you 100%.
She didn't call her anything out of her name. You said she was lame for using this situation to her advantage. Correct or incorrect, you know?
And Clinton, as you stated on Just So I Can Get your feedback. As you stated on the reunion, you were just defending Uche when you said what you said via text, correct?
Yeah, of course, because, I mean, like Uche said, like, when she came on this interview and, you know what I'm saying, like she said, she was keeping up with the episode, like, not giving it away, whatever. Mm-hmm. We all knew that there was never going to come a time in this season where it showed us making some type of connection or, you know, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. It was just unfortunate because on the show, I did my best to be nice to the girl, you know what I'm saying, respect the fact that she did like me or whatever, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying, when I told her she was not my... We were not a match. I went about it as best as I could and was as nice as I could possibly be about it. You know, after that, we really didn't have any problems. So just the fact that she came on here and, like, was talking shit on Twitter, how she'd been talking shit about Uche, but... And they came on here and kind of made it seem like we did something physical. I don't really remember what the question was, but just insinuating that we did something and mm-hmm. there was some type of connection there. And
right.
Stating that, oh, like, he's settling for Uche, blah, 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 whatever, that type of stuff like that. Was unnecessary, you know what I'm saying? That's what made me the most mad. So that's when I was like, no, you're lame, because that is lame and she is still lame. So if that's me talking down to women, if that's me,
and it's not
whatever, then I guess it is what it is. But
if you could have seen the things that she said to him, I'm just saying. I have a file on my computer. It's wild. Yeah. Don't use that as an excuse when you came so wild at me, so wild at him, like, he is not in the wrong at all for any of this, mm-hmm. any of this at all.
Well, right. I'm glad we cleared that up. Now, let's give the viewers a little bit, how has it been, like, having your own relationship outside the house now? Like, what is the kind of the difference, I guess you could say, from being in the house, now you guys are in a relationship outside the house? What are the fun things that you guys do, or what are things that you guys fight about more now? Like, is there, or if you guys fight?
Well, the main thing we... get, like, you know, disagreements about and, like, just, you know, hard conversations about whatever is this show. So, thank God.
It's over.
That's ooh, this is our mad frustration. But, this, I mean, I think most of our people have to understand, like, when we're on the show, this is two people that never have met each other. You know what I'm saying? We're not expecting, like, I know for me, I wasn't expecting to come on the show and actually, like, be so interested in a person I find, like, on a reality show or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, just us meeting each other on the show and then finding out we weren't a match, I think it was just two people finding out, like, okay, we do have real feelings for each other, but at the same time, we did come here to win this money. This mm-hmm. is a game. We have to take it seriously. We have to do what we need to do in order to win this game. But, you know, at the same time, we try our best to respect one another's feelings for one another. And, you know, we both knew that after the show, there's a lot of stuff that we had to figure out as far as our situations, as far as how we go about our lives on the regular, in the real world, not just in a house where we're with 20 other crazy people, you know what I'm saying? And to see if we could actually make a relationship happen. And, you know, when I ended up moving back to Florida, she moved to her mother's place in Orlando. And, you know, we just kept spending more time and time together. I think it was just kind of, like, mm-hmm. obvious. And, you know, you kind of got to notice when, like, a blessing is in front of you. And I feel like that's what I just realized with her, is like, something's mm-hmm. happening here, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I needed in order for, like, to make this thing official for me. Cause, you know, like, a lot of people off the show, they were just, like, jumping into relationships. Like, okay, we're boyfriend and girlfriend now. Like, mm-hmm. and we always kept 100 with one another. And, like, we cannot just jump into a relationship. Like, that's not realistic.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like since we waited, got out mm-hmm. of the show, waited several months, to continue talking, continue seeing how one another, like, went about our lives, how we work together. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's why we're able to, you know, be where we are right now.
Speaking, I love it. You guys built that friendship and then went further.
Speaking of, like, the crazy people in the house, now our reaction to this whole East Coast situation, I think we're going to talk about it in a little bit, but the whole East Coast hookup situation was a little crazy for us. There was a lot of lines pointed and a lot of connections happening. Mm-hmm. Did y'all know anything about that? Like, what was your reaction when you guys first heard it? Because I think we're still processing.
Where were they?
Like,
where were
you they were being good somewhere else. I don't know.
But the thing is, like, everybody goes to Uche about every single time. Jazz members, I don't really
but
know.
But then I tell you, so you know, because he knows, because I, when it's like, you know, don't tell anybody, the exception is Clinton.
Of course.
I feel like I shouldn't have said that, but, like, you know.
No, they know now.
We know.
He knows as much as I know. Mm-hmm. And
it was like, wow, y'all would be out here.
Yeah, they definitely out there.
Out there.
Reckless.
When you were in the house, obviously, you know, we saw the situation, and it was talked about during the reunion, the whole Gillette situation, and how obviously Gillette ended up being your perfect match. And there was, it looked like there was some chemistry there. And you said at some point that you felt like the flirting itself got too far.
Yeah. Yes, that made me mad. I can't even lie. That was
insane. Mm-hmm. Was there, I mean, literally, obviously, you know, we remember when you were a no match. And that was probably the no match heard around the world, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Because everybody was like, if anybody is going to be a right. perfect match, it's got to be Clinton and Uche. Because you guys were so tight and so strong and your bond was so secure.
Yeah, it was a sad day after Buzz when right. we found out that you guys weren't a match.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think, I don't know, Sensei.
Oh, like, I couldn't
even. Yeah, I think we had to get a bunch of Kleenex. And it was,
Sensei
yeah,
shed tears.
Yeah, exactly. Like real tears. But was there any, like we saw, was Uche, I guess this question is to you. Was there any other guy that you're like, okay, I'm going to try to maybe see if I can make a connection? Or were, even though it was a no match, were you just like, I'm going to play the game, but I'm still always going to be on Clinton?
I feel like even the fact that they couldn't show, like, you know, afterwards, like when they showed all the no match couples together, they focused on Keith and Alexis, and the fact that they didn't have enough material to focus on me and Clinton as a no match, it mm-hmm. showed just how much we were like, we're going to play the game, mm-hmm. but, you know,
we're still stuck on
we still, you know, but I think we did obviously play the game, but I called that Joe was my match from the time that he like came upstairs, week seven, yeah. He came upstairs and, like, I held that thing upstairs, you know, uh-huh. Jay's talk show, and even when he picked Zoe that week and, like, when we had the big meeting with Keith, I was upset. I was like, I don't think Joe and Zoe are a match. I think he's my match. And mm-hmm. I voiced that over and over and over again. And so from that time on, I just had, like, a feeling Joe was my match. But I think that we both did a good job talking to other people, you know, figuring out who our match was, because they didn't really focus on us being, you know.
There wasn't any drama is what yeah. you're saying. So exactly. for them to show with your no match, you know, status, basically.
There was, like, a 1 week, but then.
Right. And then after that, you kind of were doing your thing.
Right.
And I mean, I think, and I'll go as far as to say I applaud you, because I think that it's definitely hard. And we've seen, not just with your season, but in seasons past, no match is really not, you know, wanting to really venture out. And they're yeah, just right. kind of stuck on being with each other. And yes, it is difficult. And, you know, I know when I first started watching this season, you know, this series, Are You the One?
Yeah.
And I used to really hate on y'all, you know, and I'm like, man, get that money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. Get, you know, later on,
yeah.
like link up later on, get that money. But as I started, you know, yeah, bringing guests on, and we had people on the show, and they would tell us, it's like, it's so hard. It's difficult because it's not real life. And like you say, you were one of those people, but you can now attest that it is difficult.
It's so hard. I was so upset with all the no matches. Like, in my pre-show interview, I was like, I don't understand it. You guys just met each other. But, like, you're also with each other 24 hours right. all day, every right. day. Like, right. it's the whole scenario is bizarre. And I just like, London did a really good job, you know, reassuring me, like, constantly all the time. And you, like, obviously you don't see that, but like we were able to still like, you know, let's go and find our match. Let's go out, do what we need to do. Mm-hmm. But like at the end of the day, we can still kind of see what happens after the show, you know?
Yeah.
It's, that, it's that AYTO curse that yeah. you see every season with, you know, the no match couples
uh-huh.
doing their thing. And it's just hard to shake it out. But like, you know, like you guys said, if you really do concentrate, they usually do at the end.
Right.
Things yeah. pull through, yeah. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It didn't end like a season five, so we good.
Right.
Thank you.
Y'all got paid. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas.
right. So what's the future of Clinton and Uche? What's going on?
Yeah, y'all looking like
yeah, y'all looking
Walmart
super
card.
Cozy right now.
Yes.
I mean, I think our future is bright. I see no reason why we cannot go far. You know what I'm saying? Like
mm-hmm.
the only reason we would have gotten in a serious relationship is if we, you know, believe that it can go far and that we can continue to build on top of this.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's no reason that this is going to end, not because of anything that anybody's saying on social media, not because of any irrelevant people from
right.
the show. Being like, this, the show was good, you know what I'm saying? We got the money. We got, you know what I'm saying, things lined up for the future. We got one another. And we're just going to move forward from here. You know, this is a lot of people are kind of like making, I'm so-and-so from Are You the One. Like, this is not an Are You the One relationship. This is a real relationship. that we're going to continue to grow. This is not something that we're doing for publicity. It's not something that we're doing because we want people to think it's cool. Like, this is two people that are genuinely interested in one another and believe that we can continue to grow with one another. That's why we are in this relationship.
Mm. Yay. What's your all's favorite thing to do now, being free and you guys can do whatever you want together? What's your all's favorite thing to do together?
Look at dogs, I think.
Look at dogs. Is that a hint?
Are you guys
going
to get a puppy?
We're going to get a dog.
Oh, that's official.
He's not sold on that. I don't think he's sold.
Her mom is over there. Her mom don't really like the dog.
But that's the point. What else do we do? We like, I typically don't like to walk or run or really just like move my body that much.
Girl, I need that.
Beating me a bunch in a bunch.
I beat him in tennis. I beat him in basketball. Like, it's always very exciting.
Oh, wow. Oh, good. And you know what I really like about you two is that I feel like a lot of these couples, these new couples that are dating past season, people, these couples are not for real. Like, it's a showmance. You know, we want to stay relevant so bad. Right. And I don't feel that way about you guys. Like, I really get a genuine vibe from you guys, and I love it.
Well, I think also it goes, I mean, just like we were saying before, everybody wanted to see y'all. You know what I'm saying? And it not just now, like even before, like I feel like one of the highest viewed shows was when you two were on, even though you're on separately. Because, and there had to be something, it's not me, because, yeah, you all are attractive, but there's 22 attractive people, right? It goes beyond that. And I think there was something there that people gravitated towards when they watched you on the show.
You know what it is? It's a hope for a happily ever after.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. You know what I mean? Yeah. The whole thing with Zach and Hannah, everyone was interested in them because they wanted to see a happily ever after. They were a no match.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they're still pushing strong.
Right.
And I think everyone always wants to see something like that, especially it's the holidays. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, it's cuffing season. You know what I mean? They want to see something. They want to see something dope. And I think you guys are able to portray that throughout the whole time you guys were on Are You the One, and then now after, everyone's super curious because you couldn't say anything throughout the whole time you guys were watching the show,
right?
You know, after you taped it,
right?
And now the cat's out the bag, the tweets are rolling in, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, yeah, you can officially be official,
yeah,
right? Yes. Essentially, well, enjoy.
Change our Facebook status,
yeah.
Being official, I'm really gonna miss Uche, I'm really gonna miss watching you eating and giving somebody the stink face. Like, I'm gonna miss that, girl.
I didn't even mean to do it. That's just like my natural reaction to a lot of things.
I see.
I think I'm also going to miss Uche's tweets, like live tweeting, because I think between you and Tyler, you guys are like...
I have to find a new show.
Yeah, you got to find something new, because I was definitely following you. And I was following Tyler. Shout out to Tyler.
Tyler's another good one.
You guys are the best live tweeters ever. Like, I think it's dope. Yeah, I think it's dope. But yeah, congratulations on what everything. Your future, like you said, is bright. And I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Before you leave, let the fans, if they don't know already, they already know, but let them know where they can find you and continue to follow what's going on.
Instagram. UWOSU, spelled UNWOSU. Mm-hmm. Twitter, Uchachi, UCHAACHI. Snapchat, UCHECHI. Can I have to replay that? But do it a couple times so you get it.
We got it.
No, you're good.
I can.
Yeah, you're right, Mom. My Instagram is Mr. Period Moxam, Mr. M-O-X-A-M. Twitter, Mr. Moxam Official.
There we go.
And then Snapchat is... Mox the man, M-O-X the man.
And I just got to give the shout out to Clinton, because I went home for Thanksgiving and I was out with my sister and some friends from back home, and I was talking about the show. It's like, I do the show, Are You the One? And they're like, oh my gosh, there's this guy on there and he's so handsome. And I was like, does he look like Jesus? Like, they're like, yes, he looks like Jesus. Like, it's Clinton. They're like, yes, oh my gosh. So I was like, yeah, he's really cool. Like, you interviewed him and stuff. So just know you got fans like all everywhere. The way in Stockton. Yeah, like everywhere. And you know that. But yeah, I just had to, I thought that was hilarious. But yeah, man. Yeah. And yeah, it's great. It's great. So power to you. All good.
Thank you guys so much.
Happy holidays.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, we'll see you.
Bye.
Bye.
The only real couple. Well, you know what? Kareem okay, and Olivia. I like them too. You know what? Kareem, I really disliked at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. But he kind of like grew Ethan. On me.
I was trying and to sell y'all at the end.
Yeah. I follow him now on Instagram. He's a good dude. He messes up. He's young. He'll get it. But shout out to them
too.
He
has a good smile.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Sorry, Kareem. I called you an asshole. But
I mean, I called you plenty of things. So.
Yeah, so those
didn't
want to
speak out
couples.
His name at that one point. I loved it.
Yeah,
but you know what? That's the thing. We don't get to see everything, and when you finally meet these people, and we got to meet some of these people when we were Lem and I were at the reunion.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, spoiler alert: we
were
at the reunion.
We were at there. We were there.
Yeah.
We saw a lot of this all go down or whatnot, and a lot of these people, you know, they're totally different from what you see on camera. Mm-hmm. So it was cool to see Kareem in that light. It was cool to see, you know, everyone else and kind of. Try to get to know them as much as possible or whatnot. But everything you see on TV is just hard because editing just makes it a whole another way. So when people, you know, come at us and they, you know, they talk to us in the comments and say, hey, anytime you have a guest, you know, you're always kissing their butt or whatnot.
Which isn't true.
We get to know them a little bit more. Yeah. You know what I mean? And as like entertainment journalists or as hosts, you know what I mean? You try not to come at it a certain way. You want to give them the chance to basically have this platform to explain themselves. You know what I mean? And then if you don't agree with them afterwards, you know what I mean?
Right.
Then you can ask the real questions.
Well, there's a lot of things we're gonna get into it.
real quick, I did announce that we were gonna take live calls. So we're gonna have our engineer, he's going to put up the number.
A number to call.
So you can call. So I'm gonna shout it out just in case you don't see it. It's area code 424-256-1633. Again, that's 424-256-1633. We have about 15 minutes left. If you have a question for us about the show, give us a ring and we'll patch you in. Our engineer, shout out to Steve. He's the man.
Yeah.
He'll get you in. But,
Let's talk about some of this.
Let's talk about this team because there's a lot of tea.
We're getting exposed. And I think we should start off with Anthony.
Anthony got burned hard. Okay, yeah. So the biggest thing for me, and like Nino said, we were at the reunion and we saw. We got a caller already. Oh, okay.
All right. What's up, caller?
Caller on the line. Give us your name and what's your question?
My name is Tia. And my question is, what was you guys' opinion on when it comes to Jaless and Uche? Because I feel like Uche just really didn't want to like Jaless because of, obviously she's all over Clinton. So anything she said kind of just resonated with everybody, but it may not have been exactly true.
I mean, I personally feel I put myself in Uche's situation. I feel like there's always going to be salt there just because, like, this is a girl that could have gotten with my man. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like there's always going to be that, like, little resentment. I feel like now it's probably going to fizzle out because, you know, they're off the show and they're moving forward in the relationship. But I definitely feel like there'll always be that, like, saltiness just because, like, Jaless got a little bit of Clinton. You know what I mean?
So. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I think, too, I mean, it's she kind of made her way. I mean, she was with other people, you know, that we saw. And so she definitely, you know, I think there was a spark there with Clinton. I mean, obviously, Clinton was her match at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there was something there, and that was a good thing to have. But I think it's one of those things where he was so focused on Uche, there was no way he was going to give her the time of day, no matter what she did. You know, and he even admitted that he went a little far with the flirting and, you know, stuff. You're drinking and you're having a good time. And Jaless is an attractive woman. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard to be like, yeah, you know, I'm a cool on you when you know that you do have to kind of play this game.
Right.
And you're stuck in that situation.
And that situation, I think the Jaless and Uche thing, I think that could squash quickly. You know what I mean?
Sure.
There's other situations that Jaless was in that might not, you know, squash as quick as that would be. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Same thing with Zoe and a whole bunch of other
things. Yeah, thank you, girl, for calling in.
Thank you for your call. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much. I love your show.
Thank you.
We're famous, I know.
No, we need to talk about this girl code situation. Because we're talking about Anthony. And none of these bitches got girl code. Okay.
Zoe, I'm talking to you.
Okay, girl. Like, just because Olivia and Kareem were not together.
But they were together. She just said, I didn't know.
Right.
But let's, okay, say you didn't know. They're in the same circle. Let's say you didn't know, like.
Take it off.
You didn't know. I'm sorry. Because I'm so. Yeah, no. Say you didn't know. Sure. It's still girl code. Y'all lived in the same house. Y'all run in the same. You're a family. Mm-hmm. You're always going to be in that group chat with each other. You can't do that. Let's dead that. It shouldn't have been an issue. You fucked up. And you, girl code, I don't think you know what that means.
And I think Olivia really actually said the right things to Zoe. Did. Like, you know, you're playing Jaless. You're playing me. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, we're supposed to be, Jaless is supposed to be your best friend. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Olivia's supposed to be, you know, someone you liked. And then you're over here smashing the people you know, that they're with, that they were with, that they were past with.
Bad blood.
You know, and it's just like, it's nasty.
The guilt set in too when she couldn't tell, she couldn't tell Olivia right away. You know what I mean?
Right.
She wanted to say it over, like, in person. I get that too, but I feel like if that was a real situation, you would have said it as fast as you could and tell her, this is what happened. Exactly. I messed up.
Somebody said she got with everybody but her perfect match, E-Money.
Okay. Ooh. Well, and all the girls were saying, oh, don't get mad at the girl. Get mad at your boyfriend. But no, you're going to get mad at the girl who's in the same circle as you. You should have known accountability, what's up.
With the guy as well. That, we're not saying the guy is
the guy. Yeah, as well, obviously. But you can be mad at her too.
Well, I think in a proper situation outside of this show, yes, I think that is a problem where girls were getting mad.
And it was outside the show.
Right. But at the end of the day, it's that you all know each other. You should know the situation better because you have this relationship. You've been around this person for 10 weeks.
Right.
So,
can we throw that number out one more time? I know some people are asking for it in the live chat.
Can you pull it up again, please,
Steve? It's 424-256-1633.
Boom.
What do you guys think about Anthony and Shannon?
I'll say this. This is what I'm going to say about that. I know what you do it.
I'm just gonna let them take it away.
I think that the part that we saw in the middle of the break when they were mic'd, and I don't know if knew what was up, but when Alexis said he came, he made it seem like, oh, I was just drunk and I was just coming to sleep, and you know, then he kind of changed up the story a little bit. But when she said,
He came to smash,
girl. And I did it. Oh, we have a call on the line. Yeah, that was crazy.
Wait, what?
No problem, no problem.
Bueno.
Hey, caller.
Caller, what's your name? What's your question?
This is Vanessa.
Hey, Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa.
How are you? I was calling because I feel like Jada was very bitter. I feel like Jada was very bitter, and she's taking it out on Clinton, making it seem like she don't like him because he have an attitude. I feel like because Clinton didn't give her a chance, that's why she's acting like that.
I feel you, girl.
And then she say, oh, he's jumping in girl argument. I watch her on live when she go on live. She talking about Uche here, Clinton all day.
Yeah.
Then you don't want him to defend her. I just don't think she's a good person at all.
Oh, wow.
I don't.
I see. I love these opinions like coming from other people as well, too, because it's great to hear from you guys and letting us know what you think, too. Because once again, because we hear different things and we see different things. Yes, so hearing from people who watch it is super interesting to hear. And I don't get to catch your lives because we're on the show, right?
Right.
Like, we don't get to see a lot of this stuff either. We miss a lot of stuff. In the studio, we totally missed what was going on because we weren't even thinking about that.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Thanks, girl. That's really interesting. We didn't know she keeps on talking about them. Yes, I think she has the bitter pill, girl. Pill.
All right, bye.
Yeah,
bye.
Thank you.
So what I was saying before about Alexis busting out Anthony.
Yeah.
My thing is, she said that, right? Crazy. He was deflecting.
Super.
I'm up to you. Okay. Up to you. Super. Up to you, the two ladies. Do you think he was trying to smash that night?
Yes, absolutely.
The only reason you going into that girl's hotel room.
Hey, is perfect match. Let me spend the night.
Smash. Yeah. Like, and Shannon's I already knew, you know? Like, no, girl. Didn't. Bye. You looked real shocked when they mentioned it. You know what I'm saying?
We're like, what?
Right.
Off camera conversation,
y'all. Yeah, I'm telling you.
What's up, caller? What's your name?
Hello?
Caller, are you there?
Hi.
Hey, give us your name and your question.
So my name is Cherie. And it's more of like a statement.
Okay.
Not sure. Really like a question. Okay. Like, well, I guess it could be a question also. Like, my old issue with the whole Olivia, Zoe, and Kareem situation is that Kareem was, I like Kareem now, like, he grew on me, but he tried to play it off, like, he tried to put the blame on Zoe like he did in the house with the whole kiss. Mm-hmm. Like, Zoe was not the one in the relationship.
Right.
Kareem was. Mm-hmm. So why are you sleeping with a girl and then you're texting your girl, like, and then Olivia's playing it off, like, okay, you forgive Kareem and you're all happy in a relationship, you're in love, so why can't you do the same thing with Zoe? She no. wasn't the one in the relationship.
I
get girl code.
Yeah, no, I totally...
I get girl...
Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
I get girl code and everything. That's right. I'm all for that. Like, though, what Zoe did was wrong, but then, okay, if you're so happy to forgive Kareem, why is it so hard for you to get to forgive Zoe?
And this is the crazy part, too. So I think she forgave Kareem a little bit because she was also texting Keith on the side. So I feel like this was just like a whole, okay, you kind of messed up and I kind of messed up. Mm-hmm. So let's put that aside and move on with the relationship. But I think it should be equal parts blame on both parties.
Right.
Like, to be honest, because it takes two to tango, for sure, right?
Yeah.
And also, she doesn't want
to... That was my whole issue with that.
Yeah, I just think she doesn't want to carry on having a relationship with someone who slept with her man. You know, she's going to stick with her man, so there's no need to keep Zoe around.
Right.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true. Like, she should have just point blank said that. Like, there's no problem. Yeah. I don't think Zoe cared to be friends with her in the first place, to be honest.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Because like, I feel like everyone was just attacking Zoe more so than Kareem, and this is the situation with the world. The girls gets most of the blame, and the guy tends to be like left in the back.
Scot-free.
Yeah.
To
that.
Right.
Yeah,
totally get it, girl.
It's a microcosm of what goes on in the real world, for sure.
Equal opportunity cheating,
for sure.
You know what I'm
absolutely.
Saying? Absolutely. Right,
thank, thank you so much for your call.
Bye.
Thank you. All right. Happy holidays.
Can we talk about Dimitri taking these L's, though?
Damn. Like, I feel like he took enough.
He took
honey.
So many L's.
He took so many L's.
The last L?
Yo.
Y'all.
E-Money,
dude, okay.
E-Money, that was the smack in the face. If we would have put Dimitri in the line, they probably cut it
how do you, but wait, how do you... And I saw this live, so there was a lot that was cut. Like, he was apologizing up the yin-yang. Mm-hmm. They didn't show a lot of that. But how are you going to literally... he has a girl that, obviously, she was interested in him. She seemed to be interested in him, right?
Right.
And so, Nicole... who he seemed also interested in that we saw in the season. He basically is like, you know what? I'm cool on you. I'm going to go chase Shannon from the previous season. She's like, okay, fine. You go ahead. He tries to chase Shannon, and then she leaves him and is like, nah, I'm cool on you. I want your boy Anthony.
Oh, the way that happened, though.
Yo,
I mean.
And yeah. Wasn't it like a Snapchat or something like that? Like, he saw, like, what exactly happened? How did that even...
I think it was, I think we could probably say now because it's you know, after the fact. I think somebody sent a Snapchat to Shannon.
Okay.
Dimitri sent a Snapchat to Shannon.
Uh-huh.
And then Shannon was like, who's your cute friend?
Oh, got it.
And it was
shit.
Anthony. And you know, like, it was like a dang, because he was feeling her.
Right.
But she's feeling your boy. You know what I mean?
I mean, hello. Did you see her ex, Tyler? Yeah. Tyler and Anthony
I was gonna say,
straight up alike.
There's a lot of similarities.
There's definitely
a
similarity.
She definitely has a type. Definitely. Yeah. So.
She definitely.
I feel like, yeah.
Honey,
and I feel like Dimitri didn't have a chance at all.
No, I mean, she
didn't get enough camera time.
Right. No. Well, Shannon knew what she wanted.
Right.
You know what I mean? At least she didn't drag him along and say, you know, like, oh, you know, let me talk to you too. She was like, I kind of like your boy.
But then the note, though. The little, what do you think of that? I'm just saying, okay, Melody, so you're asleep and then this guy comes up, he's like, I don't want to bother you. I'm going to write you this long letter, and I'm going to slip it under your door.
This could be a thing. Dimitri could have done that to you. Let's be real.
Like,
Dimitri could have done that to you.
I would have handled it the same way she did. I would have blasted him at the show.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, I don't know their relationship, but I would have felt like that's just coming out of nowhere. Like... Mm-hmm. Now you want to talk to me?
Yeah,
he
just like really wants someone on the Are You the One roster.
So I was gonna say, wouldn't you wonder and want to talk to him, but then you feel like because he chased after Shannon first and didn't come for her first, like, why are you coming for me now?
Poor Dimitri. I feel like he's just trying to be relevant a little bit.
I feel like a lot of the past members are trying to be relevant still.
There's a lot
of people. But let's not give them relevancy, shall we not?
So that's not.
Hello? I'm down for Tori's relevancy. Tori's dope.
Oh, I love Tori.
What's up, caller? Give us your name and your question.
Oh, hi. My name is Amir. And I want to talk about Shanley being on a reunion and saying how she didn't think saying like that comment about Alexis being a murderer's accomplice wouldn't be that big of a deal, which how would saying that about someone isn't a big deal?
Right. I totally feel
she
that
was
one.
Just trying to backtrack
I really
her
was
yeah. you know,
trying
she felt,
to figure it out.
She got
out
a lot
too.
Of heat about it, I think, and then yeah. was just like, okay, I got to take it back somehow.
Like, girl, there
so.
Ain't no backtracking. You I should didn't. Just be like,
yeah,
I
like that wasn't
up.
A real apology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Did y'all?
And then
I
she was side-eyeing Alexis while she was crying, kind of like she kept right. looking yeah. back and like,
yeah,
smirking like, a little bit, like it wasn't real. She was just like saying that. She got dragged.
I feel like with Shanley, I think she didn't know. I'm just speculating. But I don't think she knew the degree
yeah.
and the severity of the situation because right. this was a publicized mm-hmm. situation that happened, you know, some years ago. Yeah. Like in the city or in the area that it was in, it was big.
It affected
yeah.
Alexis a lot. Heavy.
And I don't think she understood that. And she did say. After finding out that she realized that it was in poor taste, she's saying she apologized, and she did apologize
she did.
To her.
I feel like it was just a bitchy thing because Shanley, like, what did Alexis do for you to even
for
say,
her
that?
To say that?
Like, what was your point of even saying
of
anything?
Bringing it up.
I like, think she has a bit of a mean girl streak in her, and mm-hmm. she yeah. wanted to take it back after she saw that people didn't find it too funny.
Didn't find it.
No, girl.
Well, but the thing is, the funny. Whole case had a Lifetime movie made after it. Like, it was on
yes.
TV. Like,
yes.
besides like the news, it was on Lifetime too. So
it's so
that
crazy.
Is
so
I think
crazy.
She had to know something.
You said she
right.
had to know.
I mean,
that's what he
we
said.
May never know.
Yeah, she right. I, like I didn't follow that. I didn't realize how crazy it was
yeah.
until after, and I looked into it. And it's mm-hmm. it's definitely a big thing, and it's never.
I mean,
especially if it right, especially if it hits somebody that hard. With Alexis had to have to withdraw from school,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know, granted, that's... like I don't think Shanley, I don't think knew that part or whatnot, but nonetheless, I don't think it should be a thing to joke about.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good to joke about. Yeah. Anything murder or death or anything mm-hmm. like that, regardless if you know the backhand mm-hmm. information.
Yeah.
I just think it was just a flippant comment and she made and it ended up turning into something big.
It turned yeah. on her because
yeah.
we all love Alexis.
Yeah.
So
no, definitely.
That's what it is.
Thank,
you. Thank you for your question.
Yeah. Thank you so
comment.
Much. Appreciate
I
it.
Say,
thank you.
Have a good one.
Happy holidays.
Talking about too. These like past seasons coming back, the only ones that just make me laugh and it's like why
which one which
it's
one?
Like just the ones that like they're like oh now they're dating
girl,
someone from so and so season past yeah. and they're like walking out like hi I'm from last season none of you bitches compare
I feel like,
stop it. Stop
like hi I'm a big dog I'm a big bitch I'm over here dating your scrap
right.
like
right?
bitch we oh. already had him you can have him we'll probably still have him later it's just like these girls looking so thirsty
they looking
like,
dumb
so
like they
want to
be on TV
yeah.
so bad
well I feel like yeah. probably the biggest culprit of that this season was Taylor and we saw her not only on the reunion but we saw her during the episode you don't think
no, I don't think,
I think
so.
All three of them Taylor Carolina and Shannon I think they all three kind of look a little they just try to give off this big bad like
they want to be
look,
big dogs
and it's
but then
like,
when it comes
you're not though
when it comes down to being about that life they're mm. not about that life
they're not that
to stay
life.
Behind that curtain
oh.
boo
oh oh
okay
oh. words
so you're just saying words. That they can't back up what they're saying
I mean no like as soon as they get on social media and see that people aren't happy with what they're doing they want to hide and be under their
yeah.
little rock
and,
it's
and
like,
I just think
no
it's
if you're
crazy.
Gonna put yourself out there be
yeah.
out there
yeah and it's crazy to think that there's not gonna be rumors going around about your man if you're just only dating him for like 2.5 months like I'm sorry that is not long enough that is not a long enough relationship for you to be coming out on stage and claiming somebody like I'm sorry
and granted,
like,
yeah and granted like when you sign up for these reality shows you know you're gonna be talked about heavily throughout
yeah.
the whole time. You have to be super prepared for it but
yeah.
I also don't think it's you know you gotta watch your mental too
uh-huh.
if it's a little too much then you should step back.
Yeah.
You know, mental health is super
yeah.
real, and something like this could create some sort of PTSD for you throughout your whole life if
right.
you don't understand what you're getting into.
But I mean, I feel
right.
like...
I love you too, Tia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last caller.
So shady. I love her.
I know. Man.
Really
last caller. Caller, give us your name and your question.
Hi, my name is Jennifer.
Hey, girl.
And
Jennifer.
I was watching the reunion, and I was just wondering, why was Jada so mad all the time?
Is that all the time?
I feel like she was just
yeah.
a bit
salty because it wasn't even a fight she could have with a girl. She had to go up against a guy that she used to have feeling like a thing for. Mm-hmm. And that hurts even more.
Yeah. And I mean, I've talked to Jada personally, you know, we both did, and she's she's a sweet girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Outside of this whole situation, I think it just took her, you know what I mean? It was a lot. And she keeps, you know, she puts it out on social media. So it's going to get retweeted. It's going to get talked about. It's going to get liked. It's going to get shared. So it kind of put her in this light. Hopefully it'll, you know, change in the next couple months or whatnot, and everyone can see her differently. Because she was a sweet girl when I met her, but once again, it's a different disposition.
You know, and Jada's coming for a trophy couple, you know? Mm. So they already have so many fans. So it's her trying to get her point across is probably never going to be able to happen. So it's probably more frustration more on her end, too, because she doesn't have someone else to back her up or to have on her side. So I think that's why she was just trying to even yell even more to try to get her point
across. She's forced to be defensive because everyone's coming for her. Yeah.
And to be honest, like anyone else, like anybody else that wanted to be with someone, they had their opportunity.
Yeah.
Like if there was a couple, the couple might have broken up, or there were no match, or there was opportunity. She really didn't get an opportunity to explore anything with, I mean, and what we saw, and maybe in her opinion, which is why she's so defensive, she feels that she didn't get opportunity to really get with Clinton. Clinton basically says, like, I wasn't interested, I wasn't feeling her after the whole physical wore off. But, you know, she probably feels that way and is salty about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, rightfully mad because that was the person. She wasn't interested in anyone else.
Right, definitely.
That was the one she was interested in.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
So, any other things about this season as a whole?
I love this season. I really love this season.
I can't even lie. It was a great season. I mean, I can't even lie. Thank you for all the entertainment this reunion. Like, this was a lot of shit. A lot of tea. Like, y'all stay hooking up with people. Y'all just
y'all kept messy. It juicy. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm going to tell y'all, they're like this. I feel like this is the, I mean, I've been covering this since season two. Neil's been with for a while. You know, Melody came on this season. Sensei Umeo's a couple seasons. But this is the most that the cast members have been on the show. We've had almost every single cast member. There's 22 cast members.
Right.
Yeah. We've had almost every single one either via Skype in the studio, and we've had them multiple times.
Shout out to Lem on Talent Booker here. Yeah. Right? Shout out to Lem.
I appreciate
making
it.
Making it happen. Put us on MTV.
But I really feel like that this cast really, you know, they resonated with us as a panel. And I feel like, you know, shout out to MTV for actually even giving us the platform to not only do this, but give us basically the permission to contact them and have them on the show and work with us and even, you know, send us people our way. And I think it's so dope. And I, you know, I can't wait for, you know, season 7. And how that's going to be. But I mean, and then even putting us on, they didn't have to put us on there.
Yeah, that was dope.
They put us on
there. That was a Christmas present. Yeah. That was dope.
And like literally, like we are, I mean, our show, I mean, we have basically built a following amongst these fans over the years that we've been on the show, and as the show gets popular, we get more popular, and I think it's dope, and I'm just happy to be a part of it, and I'm happy to be part of it with y'all.
Yeah, oh, I love that we can stir the pot, you guys.
I love being shady. Yeah. I mean, I don't consider being shady. I feel like I'm just being real. I call it how I see. I can't speak on anything I don't see.
No, it's so true. She really be calling it how I see it.
It's just what
sometimes
they show.
Sometimes she be speaking, like, for Oliva. Like, I get it, you know.
Yo, shout out to all of you guys in the chat who called, who continue to tweet us, interact with us. It's because of you guys that the show's popular as well too. Right. So without you guys, there would be no, you know, Are You the One next season type situation.
Right.
There would be no after show here on AfterBuzz TV. So shout out to you guys. Thank you for rocking with us and keeping us alive and, you know, just spilling your tea in the comments.
Absolutely. I had so much fun.
This is dope.
Till next time.
We'll come back in February.
We're back in February.
So special announcement. Our lovely panel is going to be hosting the MTV X's on the Beach show that will start in February.
Real quick, guys, if you've never heard of X on the Beach, YouTube X on the Beach, it's huge in the UK, and it's so messy.
It's going to be bomb.
We're going to be lit. Yeah. So it's going to be so good.
It's going to be dope. And it's gonna, you're gonna see people from, you know, Are You the One? You're gonna see other MTV personalities from The Challenge, Real World. You're gonna see other from other networks that are gonna be part of this. So it's gonna be, it's gonna go across the board. So I think that's gonna help in building the fan base even more and the show even more.
It is trash, but it's fun to watch.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what do you wanna watch? Yeah. I mean, this is fun. So we're gonna be hosting that. We're really excited. So you will see us in again in February when we do that. And we're gonna have more guests and we're gonna have more teas. Spilt, and it's gonna go down right here on AfterBuzz TV, ladies and gentlemen. That's been our show. That's been the season.
That's it. I'm gonna miss you guys.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss everybody. I'm gonna miss everybody.
I love you too. Yeah,
She's like, I'm gonna tune in when I'm not busy with school. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me always at The Poet Saint. Also, make sure you check out my website, stayonthemic.com. I got some big things popping next year. So follow me. Get at me. Sensei, where you at?
Yes, you guys know where to follow me at, Sensei Don't Play. Thank you to all my haters. Thank you to all the people who love me. You know, and it is what it is. I know, these prank calls, it was crazy. But, yeah, I just want to say thanks for the love. Thanks for the hate. I'm always here and always going to appreciate. Okay. And guys, thank you so much for letting me join this season and accepting me. I love you guys, but follow me everywhere at Melody_Rose.
And y'all, happy holidays to everyone. It's your boy, Nino. You can catch me at Nino Lanero on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, all that good stuff. My debut for my talk show, Conflicts Conversation, is happening in February next year or spring next year. Watch out for that. I'll be tweeting about it, so follow my hashtag, Nino's POV, to find out when that's going to be popping, y'all. Thank you so much, y'all, and happy holidays.
Absolutely. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
We'll see you in February.
Yay, I have a perfect match.
Where's my match?
I know.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.